Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for blessing me to be on this radio broadcast, the Rosa Sharon. Beautiful day that the Lord has created. And I truly thank God for His righteousness and His glory. I thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are. Body, soul, and spirit. Yes, good morning. Happy New Year to those who are alive today. Thank God for His righteousness and thank God for His mercy. Thank God for grace. And I truly thank God for everything that He is to us in this hour, in this day that He blessed us to see, a day that we've never seen before. But I thank God that He's a mysterious God, a righteous God, and a holy God. And I thank God for Jesus. The question I want to ask you, have you ever experienced having a covenant with God through a burning bush experience? Have you ever had experience with the Lord in a burning bush situation, where the Lord comes to you in a miraculous way, supernatural? He'll come to you. Some of you might have an out-of-body experience. Some of you might experience God in the visual. Praise God. In the night dream. Praise His holy name. However God deal with you, He manifests Himself in a way that He wants you to acknowledge Him in a great and mighty way. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. So that's the question I'm asking you early this morning. Did you experience having a fiery burning bush experience with the Lord? And I thank God for Jesus Christ. Had God dealt with Moses? Moses had that experience of having that burning bush experience with God. And supernatural, the tree was not consumed, but the bush was not consumed. I'm sorry. But I thank God for Jesus. Moses knew that something was different. Something was different about that bush, because other than that, it will consume. But God is our consuming God. He is our consuming righteous God. We'll consume things that is not like of Him. And anything that we want from the Lord, we have to come to that place and receive what God wants us to receive, is to remove every negative thing, every sin that Satan placed upon us. We ask the Holy Ghost and fire to come upon each and every one of us to consume what not belongs in our bodies and on our bodies, to consume it. Heal my shanna. Thank God for Jesus, because it is real. And I thank God for His glory. Thank God for the Holy Ghost and fire. That's the word. Praise God. That when He come back, He's going to baptize His people with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And I thank God for Jesus. Now, it says here, and I truly thank God for Jesus, of His righteousness, in Exodus, the third chapter, starting at the second verse. "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold me, he looked. The bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed." See, that got Moses' attention. Because other than that, an average fire will burn the bush instantly. The bush will be consumed. But I thank God for Jesus Christ that God was showing Moses of his demonstration of his love. God showed Moses of who he is, supernatural. Invisible God can minister to Moses through a fiery burning bush. So Moses had an experience with God through the fiery burning bush. Would that be nice if every one of us, those who are listening to this broadcast, will have that type of experience that God will minister to you, not consume you, but minister to you? Praise God, and knowing him in a supernatural way. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. We are in a perilous time, my brothers and sisters, in the body of Christ. But long we are wrapped in Christ and believe in him. Hallelujah. He will never leave you nor forsake you. But I'm going to read more on Exodus, the 3rd chapter, starting at the 2nd verse. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire, and out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire. And the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord was that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, there, me? I thank God. Hallelujah. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not thy Hitler. Put off your shoes from off your feet. For the place whereon you standing is holy ground. God was preparing Moses of a journey that will fulfill the prophecy, will fulfill the purpose of God. God chose Moses to do the work for him. Moses believed in God. He was taught, praise God, to know God. God taught Moses how to stretch his faith and how to operate in the faith of God. That's why Jesus said in Mark the 11th chapter, have faith in God. And that's the reason why I thank God for Jesus, hallelujah, that we need to understand the principle and revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of God's word and what God requires of us to know about his kingdom. And I thank God for Jesus Christ for that blessing as well, knowing that the Lord is on our side. Trusting in God every step of the way makes a difference in our lives today. We need to go back to the old landmark. And that landmark is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There are a lot of saints are getting away from the faithfulness they have for God. They allow Satan to blind them, sidetrack them, or whatever he had to do, using his wicked, evil device to consume those people, to consume them in their thoughts. And once they get in your thoughts, they can destroy your spirit man as well as your physical man. So I thank God for the revelation that God revealed to us and to reverence him, praise God, in all that he is to us today. If it wasn't for the Lord willing to die for us, you need to stop and think, where will you be today? If Jesus wasn't willingly to save us from our sin, where will we be today? So I thank God for Jesus Christ, that the Lord used him and having this, praise God, this burning bush experience that Moses received. And Moses was never the same after that when he came off from the other side of Mount Sinai. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I give God the glory. Moses was willingly to see what he saw with his eyes. He was investigating of this burning bush that it should be burned down to the ground. But God had to find a way to get Moses' attention. And God did. He used the supernatural of the Holy Ghost and fire upon his people today. But I truly thank God for all that he is to us in this hour. We got to trust God. We got to rely on God. We need to trust him more than ever before. Because the word of God says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we need the strength of the Messiah, the Redeemer. Hallelujah. Our lifelong Yedemashanda, our friend. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. Now, it says here, and I truly thank God for Jesus. Let us go to the bush that Moses, praise God, saw with his natural eyes. Moses saw something very unusual, but it got his attention. So when you, as a brother and sisters in the body of Christ, you're going to experience the supernatural of God in a burning bush experience. You'll never be the same once you are exposed in God. You will have more deeper revelation more than ever before. You're going to minister to your new building, praise God, but you trust God every step of the way. God is preparing his people just like he did with Moses. He prepared Moses for the outcome to confront the enemy, the giant Yedemashanda. God gave that man of God how to confront the demon, praise God, how to confront all the obstacles that's going to be in his way. And that's why God told Moses, take that rod, throw it down. Praise God. The rod became a snake. And then when God told him, pick it up, Moses picked it up from the tail. Thank you, Father. So God is good by preparing us in the days to come. We are facing a lot in the year of 2025. We don't know that I'm preparing us of what we're going to face and how we're going to handle the obstacles through prayer and fasting. My brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's trust God more than ever before. Let you have a burning bush experience and let the Lord minister to you and show you and what you need to go. One thing I love about the Lord is so good that his mercy endures forever. So may the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you, and have a great and blessed day.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
Praise is warfare when the enemy is coming against you. Praise is how you fight.